Northern Bahr Ghazal State Police spokesman Captain Guod Akol says police arrested 25-year-old Achut Kon for killing her newborn baby. He says Kon told police she became pregnant after she was raped.
Police, with their sources, managed to apprehend that lady. And, she confessed that, yes, the lady, the child belonged to her. And she aborted it because somebody have raped her. And according to medical examination, it was confirmed that the child was born normally. But what happened next is what is now police is investigating.
Captain Akol says the alleged father of the baby has been arrested for sexual assault.
We brought in that person also, that suspect, and it's also under investigation. But the suspect says that that was like they were living together as a girlfriend, and she was not, they were not having an intention of raping her. So they just left by that day as normally as they usually do. From there, they don't know what happened next.
Captain Akol says Kon has been charged with infanticide under Section 209 of South Sudan Penal Code Act 2008. And shall be arraigned in court as soon as the investigation is completed. Dr. Wolwol Aken, director of Awil Hospital, confirms the incident took place, adding that the baby's medical examination results were normal after birth. Dr. Aken says he also examined the mother of the baby after the police report was filed and found her to be mentally stable.
On Saturday, those of police personnel, they brought a newborn fetus. The head was cut out, and I think that is a male. I examined the dead body after when they brought the woman, and she herself is the one who delivered that baby.
Dr. Aken urges victims of sexual assault, including rape, to report to a nearby health facility immediately after the assault occurred for medical tests and counseling.
Any person got raped is supposed to come to Houghton for management, clinical management first, and then we do something called counseling, because those who are raped, maybe they will affect it mentally because that's not good. So they would take medication like antiviral.
Midwife Santos Lual, who helped Achut Kon deliver her baby at Awil Hospital, says he did not observe any abnormalities in the baby during the delivery. Lual says all was well the last time he saw the mother and child in the hospital.
I would know the child was born, was a baby boy, delivered normally. Yeah, baby was normal. But on the roadside, I don't know what is the problem there. The baby's dead and the food is dead. We don't know. So baby was born normally with no any danger. The baby was okay, was healthy. The woman, she was okay, but I don't know. The problem is, what I heard from their family, they say that a woman, she was being pregnant, but the husband is not around. That's why he do that thing.
Lual Bang, a cousin of Achut Kon, says Kon returned home from her husband more than a year ago after she had a dispute with her husband. Bang says Kon later secured a job as a cleaner at Awil Hospital. He says she became pregnant, but the family did not bother to ask who the father was because they assumed it was her husband. Bang says the family was surprised on Monday to hear Kon kill the baby and told a different story.
They had a problem with her husband for a long time, so we asked her to come to us and she came home. She has a job at Awil Hospital and was staying with us. She became pregnant and we knew no problem and we were shocked. She delivered and killed the baby. She said she was raped and that one evening she was returning home from the work in Awil Hospital. She called a boda to take her home in Mapere. On the way, before reaching home, she said a man by the name Marco, who was the same border man, raped her. We don't know. That man, Marco, we just got him in the police station when we visited Achut after she was arrested.
Civil rights activist Bol Dengbol of the advocacy group Interfaith South Sudan urges South Sudanese authorities to condemn such acts and ensure that the perpetrators of gender-based violence are prosecuted. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.